At last year's state election, in the upper house of New South Wales, Mark Pearson was elected to the upper house. And you, like many of us, may never have heard of Mark Pearson before, or the party he stood for. He was standing for the Animal Justice Party. And he was elected on a very, very, very fine margin, but he's now about a year into the job of being an MLC. Anyway, I thought we'd get him on the line. There have been a few animal issues around this week, plus I just thought we'd like to get to know him. Mark Pearson joins me on the line now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So, Mark, it's been a bit over a year since you've been in politics. How are you finding it?
Well, actually, it's sitting very comfortably with me, and I'm loving it, really. But more so because it's an opportunity to bring changes for animals in the Legislative Council, in Parliament, and be able to actually persuade the government and persuade the opposition to bring about some changes to uphold animal well-being and animal welfare in the House. And it's really quite exciting because it's the second person in the world to be elected into Parliament on an animal protection platform, and the first person in Australia. So it sent a very clear message to the government of the day in New South Wales, and I think the government federally is, or Parliament federally is actually looking at this issue very seriously.
Mm. So, I mean, you've been there a year. What kind of things are you fighting for in the upper house in New South Wales? What kind of legislation have you been putting forward?
Well, the first major issue was in relation to puppy farms or puppy factories. Mm. That was the first, how would you say, it was a dual or a combined committee that was set up by the Baird government in relation to puppy farms because of the adverse publicity and because of all the evidence that was coming out about how dogs were being treated in basically these factory farms producing puppies.
Mm.
And so that was the first committee, and our findings were that really they had to be wound back and phased out essentially because of so many animals that are already on death row.
So Mark, how does it work, like legislatively, if that is a term? Do you go forward to the government and say, look, I've got an issue with puppy farms, can we set up a committee on it?
That's essentially it,
yeah.
Yes. So what I do is I go to the relevant minister. So, for example, the kangaroo killing that is occurring, so about 8 million kangaroos are being shot every year as part of the kangaroo management plan. So what I'm doing at the moment is I'm meeting with the minister to convince him, Mr. Speakman, to convince him to send the kangaroo management plan to the relevant committee to review, really, is this the best way of dealing with this issue? How are kangaroos actually being killed? What's the welfare impact of the joeys
pouch?
I take that to the committee.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then that goes, so you go to the relevant minister and you say, look, we need to look at this. I think we should look at this. And he says either yay or nay. And then it'll go to the committee. Are you sitting on these committees?
I can actually sit on any committee.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So, for example, if I'm about to hear at the end of today as to whether the minister will refer it to the relevant committee. If not, I only need three signatories from the committee members, and they've already indicated that they will, even if the minister doesn't refer it. And then I will become a participant on that committee and be able to be in a position to be able to interview, cross-examine all the relevant parties and stakeholders in the kangaroo management plan.
Okay. So if you just joined us, I'm here with Mark Pearson. He's an Upper House New South Wales MP for the Animal Justice Party here on 2SER Breakfast. So, Mark, you mentioned some of the issues there that you're looking at. You're looking at puppy farming, joeys. What are some other issues that you'll be looking at in the Parliament?
Well, my first bill is actually about protecting animals in intensive farming, or actually even extensive farming, where animals are brought into a situation where they're enclosed and locked in overnight or for a period of more than 12 hours, where there must be sprinkler systems and systems in place, alarm systems, that if a fire breaks out, that the relevant people who are looking in their care, control and supervision are notified. Because we've had four situations in the last 18 months, where pigs and poultry, hundreds or thousands of them, have burnt to death because of not proper systems in place. But also mandatory CCTV cameras over in abattoirs, over the critical points of animal welfare, where animals are being handled and brought into a situation where they're going to be slaughtered. So that's my first bill. And already the government has said that, look, we think we can support this bill. We just need to tighten it up and make it more clear as to exactly the specific areas where the animals are being kept.
Okay.
So these are the things that happen when you're elected into a parliament, rather than being at the front of a parliament and protesting or handing in petitions or trying to meet with the relevant ministers.
You're inside wheeling and dealing, Mark.
That's exactly right. So you're actually there. And so yesterday I had, you know, a half-hour meeting with Mike Baird, the Premier, to talk about all these issues and to talk about ways of getting, of bringing legislation in to actually protect animals in a much more effective and much more proactive way, rather than just sitting back and just waiting for crop, you know, because really, as I pointed out to the minister, that, you know, this is the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. It's about actually making sure that cruelty and suffering doesn't happen to animals, rather than about dealing with it after it has.
Mm. Mark Pearson's here with me from the Animal Justice Party, talking about some of the legislation that he's been working on in the New South Wales Parliament. Now, this week there have been a couple of animal stories around, Mark. Shooters and Fishers MP Robert Borsak stood up in the upper house and said not only had he shot an elephant in the past, he'd then gone on to eat it. What was your what was it like in the chamber when he said that?
Well, it really was quite shocking, actually. First of all, to shoot a beautiful, majestic, extraordinary animal, which everybody has such finds so awesome and so magnificent, to think that it's acceptable to enjoy, and that's the key, to actually, pursue, terrify, maim, and kill such a glorious animal, that is really quite shocking. But then to say that you actually participated in killing it, not just killing it, but actually eating part of its flesh, it really sent, you could have heard a pin drop in the chamber, because it sent a clear message that this person, unfortunately, is totally out of touch with the current public view about how these animals need to be treated and revered throughout the world. Shocking that we have somebody who, of that point of view in the House.
Yeah, Mark, you're saying there that a pin could have dropped in the House. Looking around, did people jump up? Were people appalled? I mean, what was the reaction from people like?
Well, the jaws just dropped open and shocked and actually quite embarrassed that we're sitting with somebody who's been elected that has such a view about killing and maiming such an animal.
Yeah,
that's actually quite extraordinary. And, you know, my understanding is that a lot of hunters and shooters and fishers were actually quite shocked by such a statement.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is a really shocking story. Just quickly, Mark, I know you're busy and we've got the news coming up, but in the US this week, there's this story about Harambe, the gorilla. The small child fell into his enclosure and they had to shoot Harambe. What did you make of that?
Well, I think it goes to this issue of having animals on display at all. You know, the exhibiting animals. I think the day has come where we have to really look at the fact, is it really appropriate to be displaying these magnificent animals for us to go and gawk at? And so we have all sorts of problems. So, you know, circuses used to have Aboriginal people, deformed people, disabled people on display to be gawked at. And that would be considered absolutely disgusting now. The same question is now arising, should we actually be displaying, capturing in the wild, dragging across the world and putting into enclosures, captivity, incarceration, animals which really we should only be observing in their own natural habitat, where they choose to be. Mm. And that's why we have these terrible incidents where animals that are distressed and frightened will attack people and children. We need to remove the exhibition of animals altogether.
Mark, it's been an absolute delight catching up with you, and let's do it again. Let's catch up on the show soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you for your interest and all your listeners as well.
Wonderful. Mark Pearson there, he is the he's a member of the Upper House of New South Wales for the Animal Justice Party. I just thought we'd get him on because I haven't really heard much of him since he was elected last year. So it's great to see, you know, the work that he is doing in New South Wales Parliament.